This question has just come in, and it's from Elizabeth.
Hello, Naked Scientists. We're on a road trip to the coast, and the sun is just coming up. We remember the saying that it's always cold just before the dawn. Darkest as well, but that does make sense. Is it true that it suddenly gets colder just before dawn? Keep on making your amazing show. Love from Elizabeth and Nick in South Africa.
Well, thanks, Elizabeth, and Nick, the check's in the post. Well, what do we think? Does everyone here agree that the temperature appears to dip before or around the time of dawn? Max?
Yeah, it seems to be. I'm not sure if it dips particularly, but it feels like it slowly gets colder over the course of the night, and then as a result, it's colder.
So Max is disagreeing. He's saying it's colder as the sun comes. Do you agree, Caroline?
I think I'd agree with Max in that it seems that once the sun set, the temperature seems to decrease consistently, and then the sun rises, would be my guess.
Judith?
I don't think there's a particular dip just before the dawn.
There is a saying, the dawn dip. Mm. And it's based on reasonable principles in physics, because the argument goes that, as you speculate, Max, where does the energy on the Earth come from and the temperature? It comes from the sun's radiation warming the Earth. When has the Earth been not having any heat coming in for the longest? By definition, that must be just before dawn, because that's when it's been dark for longest. Therefore, it's going to be coolest then. But there is this observation that, certainly under certain circumstances, it can get colder just ahead of the sun coming up and as the sun rises. Now, why should this be? Well, the argument put forward is that although you are still in darkness, there's a patch of the Earth's surface quite close to you that's now being illuminated and irradiated. So temperatures there are going to start changing reasonably fast, and because the sun's heat is warming the Earth's surface, this is in turn warming the air above the Earth's surface, this is in turn creating a pressure difference around the Earth's surface, that pressure difference is going to drive winds. And this is going to draw colder air in to replace the warm rising air, which is going to include pulling air in from where you are. So somewhere colder could pull its air in over you and make you even colder than you were to start with. So the argument goes that it does get a little bit colder, paradoxically, just as the sun rises, because you get these air movements, which include movements of cooler air, which will chill you out a little bit. So there you go. I hope that answers your question, Elizabeth. Now,